This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. During an unannounced trip to Afghanistan, U.S. President Trump used a Thanksgiving Day tribute to troops to convey to them that one of the goals is still securing the Syrian oil fields before they can come home.
I've been saying for a long time, keep the oil. Hate to say it. I used to say it with a place called Iraq, too. Keep the oil. They didn't listen to me. I was a civilian. They didn't listen. Now they have to listen. But we kept the oil. And we kept it, and we can help the Kurds. We can help our partners. We can have it developed. It's where they got their wealth. That's where they got their money.
The president also disclosed that his administration had resumed peace talks with the Taliban, and the insurgent group is willing to observe a ceasefire. Iraqi security forces once again used live ammunition against mostly unarmed demonstrators Thursday. At least 40 people were killed in one of the bloodiest days since the anti-government protests began last month. Security and medical officials said this, at least 25 people were killed and more than 200 wounded when security forces opened fire on the protesters who had blocked key roads and bridges in the southern city of Nasiriyah Thursday. Baghdad said that it had sent military troops to restore order across southern Iraq, where protests have grown increasingly violent, with demonstrators occupying buildings and bridges and clashing with security forces who have used tear gas and live ammunition almost on a daily basis. Amnesty International denounced the violence, calling it a bloodbath. The death toll in earthquake-ravaged Albania rose to at least 41 Thursday, after 9 bodies were pulled from the rubble and hope faded for finding additional survivors from Tuesday's tremor. It's the strongest to hit the country in more than 3 decades. Authorities called off search and rescue authorities in Thumain after recovering the bodies of the last people who had been reported missing. This is VOA News. North Korea confirmed Friday it tested a super-large multiple rocket launcher. It is the latest reminder of Pyongyang's end-of-year deadline for nuclear talks with the United States. Details from VOA's Bill Gallo.
It apparently was the North's latest test of a large-caliber multiple rocket launch system. It is North Korea's 13th round of weapons tests since early May, after having refrained from any tests for about a year and a half. North Korea is intensifying pressure ahead of its end-of-year deadline for the United States to offer more concessions in stalled nuclear talks. It blamed Washington for the breakdown. The North has since warned it could restart nuclear or long-range missile tests. Kim and U.S. President Donald Trump have met 3 times since June 2018, but have failed to make any progress on dismantling North Korea's nuclear weapons. Talks have been stalled since February, when a summit in Hanoi between Kim and Trump ended in a disagreement over how to pace sanctions relief with steps to dismantle North Korea's nuclear program.
That's VOA's Bill Gallo reporting. An ex-Polish president talks to the AP about Hunter Biden, Burisma. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Former Polish President Aleksander Kwaśniewski, who's on the board of the Ukrainian gas company Burisma, tells the Associated Press Hunter Biden was chosen to the company's advisory board because of his name, but adds that is how the world of business works. Hunter Biden was on the Burisma board from 2014 to 2019. Kwaśniewski says Burisma board members never tried to use Hunter Biden to gain access or favorable treatment from the Obama administration when Joe Biden was vice president. The Bidens and Burisma are a focus of the impeachment hearings into President Donald Trump. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A message sharing cultures and taking place every day at a handful of schools across the country in the United States devoted to helping immigrant children.
Migrant children from 32 countries being taught how to read and how to act in the classroom at the Los Americas Newcomers School in Houston, where Marie Moreno is the principal.
As soon as they walk in the door, we want them to feel welcome, feel safe.
Some children may be frightened by the sound of a helicopter or other reminders of military conflicts in their homeland, and others disrupt classes by turning unfamiliar light switches on and off. At the Valencia Newcomer School in Phoenix, 10-year-old Rebecca Kawa says she was raised in Uganda.
I like this school because they teach you English.
Educators worry, though, with President Trump lowering the cap on refugees to a historic low, will the funding be there for their schools going forward? I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil.